Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five!
Have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. Nothing.
We've treated so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
You're listening to True Information with Marquis Davis and Grown As Man.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of True Information. I am your host, Marquis Davis.
And I am your host.
Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling. Okay. This is how I talk. No. I am your host, Grown Man, getting it done. Tell your mom about me. She's already listening.
Okay, so with that, me and Grown Man have been having a friendly debate. We'll say it like that, a friendly debate.
Oh, man, yeah.
On who's the best?
No, it wasn't even that.
You don't want to say who's the best?
No, I'm not going to say who. I'm just saying the torch passing, the reason for the certain moves within the comedic community. I'm saying, okay. Like my vote right now, top three.
Of all time or right now?
Right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Who we got?
Dave Chappelle.
Uh-huh.
Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Goddamn Dave Chappelle. Okay. That's me.
So
that's me.
You have forgotten about Chris Rock.
I have not forgotten about Chris Rock.
Bigger, black, and uncut.
I do not think Dave Chappelle is funnier than Chris Rock. I'm sorry.
You said the top.
I do not believe Chris Rock is better than Dave Chappelle. Sorry,
you said the top three.
I said what I said.
So that would be Dave Chappelle for me. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Chris Rock.
Okay.
Yes, Chris Rock.
Okay.
And Kevin Hart.
Aw. Kevin Hart's funny. Oh, I mean, Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart. How about that? Does that make it a little bit better? I mean, for reciprocity's sake, I'm just saying, like, Kevin Hart's funny.
Uh-huh.
He's not as funny as,
mm-hmm,
to me, Dave Chappelle. It never has been.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart paints a nice picture. He draws in a nice story.
Yeah.
It's not a thought story. It's not like, oh shit, that just made me think. It's not. Dave Chappelle will make you think.
It's not an overly complex story.
It's not, and Dave Chappelle isn't even overly complex. Dave Chappelle is just like, and this, and that. And oh, by the way, left turn, but here I am again. Like it all fits in, and he makes you laugh with it. But Kevin Hart will tell you a story,
uh-huh,
and a story. And for me, I always like I can't tell the exact punchline, but I know the sequence of Kevin Hart. So he'll explain something, and explain it, and then move forward a little bit and explain a little bit more, and then the punchline. It's like, oh, okay.
So all you're right. Still forgetting about Chris Rock though.
Chris Rock just explains stuff funny.
Yes.
He just talks. He explains stuff funny.
It's hilarious.
Like, ask him how to ask him to explain the process in which we make bread. Like, it will be funny, not because it's a funny action, but because Chris Rock is narrating it.
Can I get a rib?
Yeah. No. Can I get a rib?
All right, that'll be $5. Now, how much is one rib?
One rib. How about one rib?
Oh, man. And then he made you believe he was a crackhead back then. I love Chris Rock.
He did. I think, you know, going off of it, we were talking on the break a little bit about I would like to see another large scale movie like Harlem Nights. Harlem Nights had some big, big hard hitters. And like, Eddie Murphy did that with a lot of his movies. Eddie Murphy did that with Harlem Nights. He did that with Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
He did that with a slightly smaller scale when he did Boomerang.
Yeah. Boomerang had a lot of names in it, though.
Boomerang still had a lot of names
in it,
though.
Holly Berry's first role.
Bruh.
She was bad.
It was expansive. And I like to see that because I want to see the come up. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the come up. I want to see a movie. I mean, let's go back a little bit. You had the cast listing of Harlem Nights. First, comedic god, freaking Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Red Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Harris was in there.
Oh my God, he was. Dude, I'm so sad. I'm so mad he died so early, man.
I'm mad. I mean, come on, like mad everybody died. Come on now.
My kids even watch Bay Bay Kids, dude. They love it.
See, freaking Della Reese.
Well, you know, she kind of lost with Touch by an Angel, but yeah, she's a good actor.
And I can't remember his real name, but Tommy Strong from Martin. Jasmine Guy.
Mm.
Arsenio Hall.
Funny.
Who was the boxer? The boxer.
Oh, the one who was stunning. Yeah,
he kept. He. I'm gonna put a can of whoop ass. Don't take it personally. It's like, well, Jesus Christ! Like, look, come on.
That movie was hilarious. I mean, when he shot a pinky toe off, like, who can forget that scene?
No one can forget that scene.
Or the scene when they're shooting the automatic rifle, then the one guy keeps shooting the pistol. Pop.
Bam!
If you don't shut that little... I gotta go watch that movie now.
Jack Jenkins, that's his name. Jack Jenkins was the character's name.
Coming to America is like one of my favorite movies of all time, dude. Like, I love that movie.
Coming to America, yeah. Yeah, Coming to America. And that had... James Earl Jones. Like, oh!
And you had Mufasa.
Bruh, James Earl Jones and the Queen, and I feel bad that I cannot remember her name, were Mufasa and the Queen again.
You know why they chose them, right?
In Lion King.
Because they chose them because they were on the Broadway version of Lion King. You know, I read this somewhere, and I'm trying to get it right. They chose those two for Lion King because of their pairing in Coming to America.
Wow.
Or something like that. It's vice versa. One or the other.
See? Okay.
Because they're just perfect. They're perfect.
Yeah. everything was perfect. It was great. So, like, seeing in that, and you were saying over the break that that movie to you was like the passing of the torch.
Yeah, from Richard Pryor to Eddie Murphy.
Right, Richard Pryor to Eddie Murphy. What today looks like that to you?
If they were to remake the movie, or what do I see as that? I don't see it happening today in anyone. I don't see any of the older comedians taking and sheltering some of the older comedians. I mean, Ricky Smiley tries, you know. If you look at the cast of Wildin' Out, I guess you could say that. That's like trying, you know. But if it was on a movie scale, it would have to be something with Eddie Murphy and Kevin Hart, the two most marketable comedians right now. I mean, Richard Pryor was the most marketable comedian back in the 70s. Think about it. He had a ton of movies, you know?
I'll take that.
And then what happened? Eddie Murphy had a ton of movies in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know? What was it? Beverly Hills Cop.
That was not a series. That was a trilogy, I think. Yeah.
And, you know, he had, what was the one he had where he had to save the Golden Child? Or the Golden Child. You know,
Golden Child, yep.
He had a lot of movies that he did. So,
and then he jumped on Shrek.
Yeah.
After he, like, I think it was in between Dr. Dolittle, he jumped on Shrek.
But now you need to have a passing of the torch movie, something similar to Harlem Nights, so that Eddie Murphy can patch the, you know, the unlit throne, or the lit torch to Kevin Hart as the most marketable comedian in the industry right now.
Now, is Kevin Hart really the most marketable comedian?
Yes. Tell me one that's more marketable than Kevin Hart.
More marketable than Kevin Hart?
Yes.
And is a comedian?
Yes. Give me one.
Nick Cannon.
Nick, what? Man, if you don't. Nick Cannon movies. Here we go. You know what? I'm going to look up every single one of Nick Cannon's freaking movies. Let me tell you, okay? So when I was growing up, I used to be a huge Nickelodeon fan, you know what I'm saying? And I've always hated Nick Cannon. When he had his Nick Cannon show, I've hated him for a long time. You know, and so anything he does, I'll gravitate and look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like Drumline. Drumline I thought was a good movie. And the reason I thought it was a good movie because I played the drums. And that was only because I was related to it. Okay, you understand? But things
all
like
listeners, all listeners, that's true information with no E. TRU information at 2020 at gmail.com. Please drag the hell out of Marquee for that last statement. Continue, sir.
I gave a reasoning behind why I like Drumline, so you cannot bash me for liking what I like. No, this is America.
You mean we should not bash you? There is a complete difference. We should not bash you.
Okay, so Nick, God dang Cannon, you got my whole
Nick
mind.
Cannon. Well, I don't know if you okay. I can say, because I'm about to say The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, but he's listed as an entertainer and not a comedian. He's just funny.
Yeah, and so
he
you
has funny
and
moments.
Plus you also can't say The Rock because he's normally paired with guess who in a comedian movie. Kevin Hart. Think about all of the comedian movies that he has pretty much put out.
You just going to throw that out there?
I'm just going to say it. What was the one where he played the cop, the undercover cop or whatever, and was helping Kevin Hart?
Oh, yeah. No, he was a CIA agent.
Yeah. The Rock, you know, and then what was the newest one? Jumanji, 1 and 2, you know?
I don't like the way they did, too. Like, I don't even think I want to see it.
Central Intelligence. Fast Central and the Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. All right.
No. What? Wait. No, because that doesn't. No.
That's the movie they've done together.
They didn't do Fast and Furious.
Yeah, the Hobbs and Shaw one.
Kevin Hart was not in fact. Was he?
Yes.
Oh.
They've been in four movies together: Jumanji 1 and 2, Central Intelligence, and Fast and the Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Let's see what Kevin Hart played in this crap. Kevin, V-I-N. He was Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart make uncredited appearances as CIA agents Victor Locke and Air Marshal Dickley. So he was in the movie, but not for, you know, an uncredited part, but he was in the movie, so it counts.
Okay.
So, yeah, I believe that Eddie Murphy would have to do a movie and pass the proverbial torch to Kevin Hart. Because Kevin Hart is the most marketable comedian out there. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Now tell me, okay, since you went and you, you know, threw out that you have the top three, right? So, if you have to go to a party, right?
Yeah.
And you are to provide the entertainment, who are you putting on first?
Between whom?
Between your top three, Dave Chappelle, whoever you said your top three was. It could be anybody, any three comedians.
I said Dave Chappelle. And
okay.
Then Chris
okay.
Rock. I
mean, any three comedians.
Are we doing alive or not?
Yeah, oh no, they could be dead too.
Oh man, if they're doing dead folks too, God bless them. Who's putting on first or the main act? What do you want?
Go with the main act, the first and the main act.
Okay. To light it up, to get it kind of going, get it kind of riled up. I want a George Carlin for my beginning.
Nowadays, he might get them riding and looting nowadays.
I don't give a But you know what? He's going to get that energy going in there. And I like that energy. I like his energy. I like his energy. So I would do a George Carlin as first up. Let's see. I need somebody slightly abusive. I would like to get a D.L. Hughley as next.
Whoa.
What?
I don't like D.L. Hughley's comedy that much.
I mean, when he was actually doing comedy and not doing social injustice or, you know, that type of thing with some funniness in it, because he went, it was like right after Kings of Comedy, he went straight from Kings of Comedy to news sort of kind of commentator that was angry all the damn time. Like, his funny left. So I you know, it's kind of bad that way. But in his prime, I liked, you know, he would just talk shit about people sometimes. It was funny to me. So I would do George Carlin. Next up is D.L. Hughley. And for the finale is a round table discussion. I don't want to use that, but a duet discussion of Eddie Murphy talking about Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle talking about Charlie Murphy.
Oh man. Okay, so you want to know who I would have on first?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I would have this person on first. Don't get mad at me, but he is hilarious. Sinbad.
Okay, yeah, he is what Bill Cosby wanted comedy to be.
Yeah. So
he was clean. He didn't curse. He didn't talk about a whole bunch of rude, nasty stuff like, you know, my favorites, Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Robin Harris. He didn't do all that. You know, he was clean. He was good.
So I'm doing a four-person set here, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Now, I got the clean comedy out the way. So now I'm going to use Patrice O'Neal.
Patrice O'Neal? Hold on. I got to look that up. Continue.
If you ain't never seen Patrice O'Neal, he is hilarious. His stand-up. Now, okay, you watch The Office?
Yeah.
Okay, you know in the warehouse you got...
Oh!
He's the second guy, the second big black guy.
Sea Monster.
Yep.
Okay. Watch, did he die?
He did. Watch some Patrice O'Neal.
Oh, man.
Watch some Patrice O'Neal. You're going to be falling over laughing. Okay?
Okay, I got you.
Now, my third one is going to probably blow your mind, but I think she is hilarious.
All right.
Wanda Sykes.
I'll take Wanda Sykes.
And then last time I have Chris Rock, because I think Chris Rock is just fucking the funniest dude on the planet.
Okay.
But dude, I'm telling you, look up Patrice O'Neal.
I just did.
Yeah, watch some of his stand-up.
Okay.
And you're going to be like, you were right. He is hilarious.
Yo. When he was all got there going the office, and she was like, sea monster.
Yeah.
I bet you want to swim with the sea monster.
I bet you want to swim with it, don't you? Yeah, I'll tell you, one time I saw him on a comedy show. He had a pen and pad out, right? So he'd tell the joke. He looked up at the audience. Oh, that one didn't work. And he was scratching it out. I was like, I guess they don't understand the complexities of comedy if they don't find that hilarious. You know?
Yo, like.
Like, he is literally using y'all as a little small shanty to test out jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens, man. I mean. All right. So you be on Instagram and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all of that. Who are some of your hard-hitting comedians on there?
You know what? I'm going to tell you this right here, okay? So I normally do a lot of, like, when I do social media stuff, it's going to be churchy stuff. Because
so you're going to make fun of the church? Is that what you're saying?
That's what they do. You know, like, they'll take, like, a video of them, like, shouting or something.
Right.
And make it funny. You know, or they'll say, hey, this is your type of black, this is your type of choir member, stuff like that. So Kev on stage. When he was a part of the Playmakers, him and his brothers, I started following him way back when.
Okay.
You know,
on stage.
Now I really can't do him because he tries to be too commercial because, you know, he got these big commercials now. He's making the big bucks now. So I understand where his direction is going, but it's not like, the stuff he's doing is not that funny to me. So Kev on stage is one that I watch a lot. Country Wayne. I watch him a lot, too.
Country Wayne.
Yeah. And I probably shouldn't watch Country Wayne as much as I do, but he is hilarious to me, too. And what's the other one? Dang it, what is his name? He does all of the little prank videos.
Videos?
Yeah, he's like, okay, so what happened is like he had one where he came in on his girlfriend cheating on him. And so it's like it's all a bit, you know? But what is his name? Well, you tell me yours. I'll look up him real quick.
Okay. So I agree with Kev on stage. Ha ha Davis.
Oh, ha ha Davis is good.
Oh, you tripping. Guard. I be wondering why he be on prison rape so much, but it's still funny. Him and his quote unquote daddy, which is just him and some old ass glasses, but it's funny. Tony Baker.
Tony Baker is hilarious.
Tony Baker with the skippity paps. Oh man. Oh. Midnight, his cat Midnight, and the other one I don't remember right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, when we be having them fight each other.
Yeah, like, but they be doing some of the most diabolical, rude. Ugh. You know what? Screw this. I want to give them away. People, we're gonna need another cat soon. Like, it's like, god dang, dude. And oh, when he came out with Cram.
Yep. Oh, cram.
I'm like, cram. Bruh, why is this so funny?
Funny Marco.
Who?
Funny Marco.
I gotta look him up.
Look up, okay. Funny Marco. It's just spelled FUNNYMARCO. Funny Marco. And the Christie Show. But she do a lot of churchy stuff too, so. But she funny.
Okay. I'm still on Tony Baker. Skip that diddly. Oh my god.
Yo, when he'll be doing the voiceovers, man.
The voiceovers are funny, and when he just make, like, right now he's using TikTok. And he'll have a picture, and he'll pop up in front of the picture. And I remember he did one on, okay, so it was a baby protesting with her parents, and it was so cute because they let the baby just draw on the piece of cardboard, and it's just scribbles. There is no coherent written word on that thing whatsoever. And Tony Baker's like, you know what, baby? I agree wholeheartedly with you. 100%. Everything that baby just said on that piece of cardboard is what America needs to stand for next. And I'm like, bro, are you serious?
Jess hilarious. She funny too.
Jess?
Jess hilarious.
I think she's in trouble right now. Like, no, she said something. She might have said something stupid. She is funny though. She's funny as hell. Who else, man?
What's the girl who be getting her wig snatched all the time? Hold on, cause I know her name. Nicole TV. That's her. Yeah. The little skinny girl. She real skinny like a damn roach. But she always be running around getting her. Yeah, dude, she does.
I have seen her.
Yeah.
No, she tried to flat iron the back of her hair.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you she does crazy stuff, dude. But she doing stuff that kids nowadays do, which is why she's so famous. You know? And so that makes a good content on that basis of Instagram, and you got 15, 45 seconds to keep somebody's attention. You know, do a quick little video, snatch it off. And so she was on, I think she was on Boosie's Live. So if any people don't know, Boosie is a rapper. And
Lil Boosie?
Yeah, Lil Boosie. She was on Lil Boosie's Live because he was doing this thing where he was playing his song and paying girls, cash apping them for shaking their booty and stuff on his live.
He was cash apping some twerking on his live.
Yep. So I guess she got on there and she was twerking. And the way she do it is crazy. So she does it in a funny way where she's like, just like, look like Tina off of Bob's Burger.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's, dude, I'm telling you, she's funny. And some of the stuff she does is really funny. Some of the stuff they do is kind of stupid and you wonder why they're doing it, but whatever. Either way, go. That has been our comedian special. I guess we can call it that.
Well, I wasn't done yet.
Oh, well. I mean, welcome back. Welcome back to our comedian special.
God damn, man. I was going to say King Batch.
King Batch.
Yeah, King B-A-C-H.
I've never heard of him.
That's not my fault. He is funny, though. Liquid J.
Oh, dude, he's on Wildin' Out. He is hilarious.
Yo, he was on Wildin' Out a couple times. He has his own like, he does TikTok, he does Instagram. Look up Liquid J.
Liquid J.
Liquid J. Trust me when I say look up Liquid J. I forgot the actual actor's name. He's like a skit comedian, and there's actually a very large group of them. And
oh, they look different. Every single time I'm seeing them look different.
Yeah. He dresses up like Liquid J, the comedian, dressed up like Liquid J. That's a character. Go check that out. And then he also dresses up like Deadpool.
Ah, okay.
That was a dope. His name is Splack, my bad. Splack. SPLACK. And he's funny as hell too. So like, I see the up and coming. You got a lot of people like on Wildin' Out that got it big, like Emmanuel Lewis and his brother. I think his brother's name is and I can't remember. Emmanuel Lewis. If I can type right today. Is it Emmanuel? No, not goddamn, not Emmanuel Lewis. Hudson. I'm tripping.
Brandon, she jacked in with a cast member on Wildin' Out? Oh, they're just doing that. I guess they're just saying people's names that was on the show once or twice.
Pretty much. So, and not Emmanuel Lewis, because he's the short individual. Emmanuel Hudson.
You know, Cortez Macklin, he stays in my neighborhood.
Cortez Macklin?
Yeah, he's on Wildin' Out.
Cortez Mac. Come on, show the picture. Okay, I know you're talking about Cortez Macklin.
Yeah, he stayed in the neighborhood.
Who was it?
My kids think he's so funny. I'm like, what? That dude's stupid.
Oh, wow. We see how you don't like him then. Then that's okay, that's apparent. But no, a lot of these, like, what was the dude? They talk about he looked like he got a roach on his forehead.
The one from the boy from Atlanta. I can't even remember his name right now.
Yeah.
He talks just like he's from SWAT, Southwest Atlanta. That's how he talks. That's how he acts. That's how them boys act down there. All right.
Wow. So you got people who have been on Wildin' Out. Tim Shantaragasu. He's usually on there. He's a small Asian guy, and he usually makes the Asian jokes and then takes the Asian jokes.
You know what's funny? People don't realize that when Wildin' Out first came out, they were using mostly Mad TV cast members.
Yeah, they were. They had Kevin Hart, Corey Holcomb, Cat Williams.
No, this is when they had Aries Spears and who played the woman who played Whoopi Goldberg? I mean, Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah. Wildin'
Out. They had a whole bunch of the...
Robert Hoffman.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of the cast members. Cast members from Mad TV.
Yeah.
Back that show. That is, you know, it was great. You have connections, you do it. You know, you use it. But hey, okay,
yeah,
so
use that shit.
This was supposed to be a short show.
It was. So what time are we at now?
We're around 27 minutes.
All right, let's cut it off. I'm sorry. This was fun. I felt like we needed like to break it up just a bit. Hey, if y'all want like real talk, because this is actually kind of entertaining. Email us at trueinformation2020 @gmail.com or grownassmanspeaks@gmail.com. Email us your top three comedians and why. And email us your like celebrity lineup. Your celebrity lineup. Like who would you go on? Who would you have on have on first as the opener? The second one, and then the main act. Who would you have that, and why?
Yeah, let us know. Let us know, so that way we can discuss it on air.
Yeah, and if it's somebody that you would like for us to mention or you think needs some more attention that doesn't get enough, tell us about them, too.
Or that we left off the list?
I mean, I didn't leave nobody off the list, except Chico Bean with his magnificence and rapping and just... Man and Justina Valentine. Yeah, Valentine. Well,
if you just want to, read off Wildin' Out cast members, go ahead. I'm gonna tell you the show.
And DC Young Fly. Then, if you want to say it like that,
the show can be subpar at times. But all right. So with that.
Wow. And this coming from the person who was standing up for Nick Cannon.
So I like that one movie. This is Marquis Davis,
and this is Grown Man. Your mama already knows about me, but just tell her again anyway. It's okay.
And we will see you next time here on True Information.
We don't actually see you, but we will hear from you next time.